The Czech MEP Zuzana Rojtová has confirmed that former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who is currently in jail following what the EU has called a politically motivated trial, has failed to receive adequate medical attention and is in serious condition. The MEP traveled to Kiev last Friday and was allowed to inspect medical records, which reportedly showed a decision should have been taken on surgery regarding the politician's lumbar spine. Jan Wellinger has the details.
There is growing concern about the health of imprisoned former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, and for good reason, Czech MEP Zuzana Rojtová confirmed on Tuesday prior to leaving Kiev. According to Rojtová, a former health minister in the Czech Republic, Mrs. Tymoshenko has been denied proper care. Her daughter, Yevhenia, who met with the Czech MEP, stated her mother was in severe pain, unable to rise from her bed, and unable to sleep properly at night. What is worse, Tymoshenko has reportedly been subjected to long hours of interrogation and has lost access to crutches or painkillers. On top of that, the family is fearful the politician is purposely being poisoned. Here's what her daughter, Yevhenia Tymoshenko, had to say.
They might be doing something to her that might be poisoning her. They might be putting substances somehow, you know, in the surrounding, in the air, in the atmosphere.
Czech MEP Zuzana Rojtová says those fears are substantiated. Certainly many will still recall foul play in Ukraine's recent past when presidential candidate and later president Viktor Yushchenko suffered major facial disfigurement, believed to be the result of dioxin poisoning. Czech MEP Zuzana Rojtová has confirmed that in Mrs. Tymoshenko's case, she will push for proper testing.
I'm going to recommend that samples of her hair be analyzed and for toxicological analysis to be conducted.
So far, though, her request has been turned down by the Ukrainian authorities. The country's deputy health minister, Raisa Moisheenko, said that the jailed former prime minister had herself rejected all offers, including basic care. She insisted there was nothing more Ukraine could do. Yulia Tymoshenko, a symbol of Ukraine's 2004 and 2005 Orange Revolution, was sentenced last year to 7 years in prison for alleged abuse of power. Even then, her trial set off alarm bells and suspicions she was being targeted as the result of old political scores. The European Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Catherine Ashton, for example, said the verdict in her trial had shown that justice in Ukraine was being applied selectively. The Czech Republic has since expressed support for the politician, with European Commissioner for Enlargement and European Neighborhood Policy, Stefan Fiala, taking an interest. Mrs. Tymoshenko's husband, as well as a former cabinet member, were also granted political asylum in the Czech Republic. Regarding Mrs. Tymoshenko's state of health, foreign doctors were recently allowed access, Czech TV said, but the results of their tests have not been released.
A very interesting story for sure, brought to you by Jan Welling.